name is
what?
My name is
what?
My name is
his name's Sadie.
My name is
huh?
My name is
what?
My welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, you want a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law from Demesman and Dover. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right, just getting a little looky loo at a plane going by. Gotta tell you, it's partly cloudy. Some mix of sun and clouds. Doesn't look like there's much of a chance for rain, but it's Florida. Who knows? It's right around 80 degrees, maybe just a little bit above 80 degrees. And the winds are coming ever so slightly out of the east southeast because I just saw a plane go over my head.
How do you do, Froggy?
The winds are coming out of the east southeast at 13 miles per hour, just like he said. Currently 83, cloudy skies. Temperatures are going to drop to a low of 68 tonight. Leroy said it, tomorrow you can expect temperatures of 53 for the next couple days.
Wow.
Look at
By that. The way, it's hard, I know you never say to look ahead, but it's hard for me not to look ahead at the weather.
Yeah.
And I'm looking lows on Wednesday, low of 33 with snow in Green Bay.
What?
And the next day there's just a wind emoji with 28 as the low.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Sheesh.
Dude.
Damn.
It's almost December.
I know, dude. Yeah.
What the hell? What do you, once you get above, once you go north, it's all going to look like that. Dude. All the trees just look like sticks in the air. No leaves.
These people moon like, you yeah. in this weather?
Huh?
These people moon you in that weather?
Oh, yeah. They don't care. They're all
All right. Do you want to do Leroy was right or Tobin was right?
Leroy
first.
Was right.
Oh, you want to do Leroy was right, JFig?
Yeah.
Was I right at any point?
No.
No, not me this time?
No.
All right.
You can't be the hype man and be right.
You slandered.
It ain't your thought.
True.
You slandered Drew Smith. He had a career game.
All right, not me this time.
The New York Jets have fired general manager Joe Douglas.
Douglas.
Hey,
Woody hey. Johnson.
Organization wrecker.
Woody Johnson. Today I informed Joe Douglas he will no longer serve as the general manager of the New York Jets. I want to thank Joe for his commitment to the Jets over the last 6 years and wish him and his family the best moving forward. Phil Savage will be the interim general manager for the remainder of the season.
Oh, we know Phil Savage.
We will begin. That's the Phil Savage?
Yes.
Phil Savage.
He's with Belichick.
Will serve as the interim general manager for the remainder of the season. We will begin the process to identify a new general manager immediately.
Phil Savage was, remember we used to have him on because he used to run the combine.
Right. Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl. Yeah. But he was with me in Cleveland.
Yeah, he writes the Almanac every year, doesn't he?
He was with me in Cleveland.
What a nerd. You write the Almanac every year? What?
Don't say that. It's a great resource. People needed almanacs back in the day.
That is true.
The Amish love an almanac.
An almanac. Yeah, it's the whip out the encyclopedias while we're at it. Jeez, an almanac.
Well, congratulations, Leroy. You've nailed the demise of the New York Jets.
Dude, like, come
on. That's a victory.
But not, think about this.
Poor Vlad.
Let's put this in perspective. There are probably 10 or 15 teams who would kill for a quarterback. And the team that had him was so done that they basically said, we'll take our chances with the young guy.
Man.
When quarterback is the hardest position to find.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, and he's 40.
40, dude.
Wait a minute. He is.
Did he draft, did this guy draft Darnold? He did, didn't he?
6 years ago? No, was it Zach Wilson?
Well, he definitely drafted Zach Wilson. I know that.
Right.
But did he also draft Darnold? Not sure if that was him or the guy before him.
Maybe.
See.
Yeah, Joe Douglas was the general manager in 2018 when they drafted Sam Darnold. Man, well, then in retrospect, kind of took too long to get this done, didn't it?
That's tough. That's tough.
That's tough.
I'm just saying. Like, I think, I don't want to say this, but I kind of feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
That if they would have still had Zach Wilson,
yep,
they wouldn't have fired anybody.
Probably not.
Because basically, since you have this investment at quarterback, you're just making an assumption. There's no way this team should be this damn bad.
For sure.
Well, you see what I mean?
Rob Saleh and him can go have a nice dinner, and they can go mother bleep Aaron Rodgers for ruining their career.
Unless one of them didn't want him.
That's true.
See, that's the dynamic of this whole thing.
We'll find out.
They got the same. They got the same situation in Cleveland, right? Everybody in Cleveland said they should clean house with Matthew Berry and Kevin Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but what if the owner wanted Deshaun Watson? Then what do you do?
Billionaires are usually accountable.
They don't have to be.
Oh, man.
Because they got a whole bunch of got to stay hydrated, champ, with them.
That is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, speaking of that speech, that was in the Calais Campbell victory speech. You have that, Marcos? Do we have Calais Campbell after the game the other day as the Miami Dolphins beat the Las Vegas Raiders and Calais Campbell, man's man, leader of the team, gave a victory speech afterwards. Here he was.
We got 24 hours to feel good, then it's back to work.
Yeah, it is.
Because we dug ourselves a big ass hole, we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, say that.
We ain't this yet.
Yeah,
we still hungry.
Yeah.
Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Family.
Wow. Well, I made a claim last week, and that was not to disparage the king, LeBron James, who I have a lot of respect for. But I said that I find what Calais Campbell is doing at his age as impressive, if not more impressive, than what LeBron James is doing at his age. And now I have a co-signer. Yesterday on the Rat McAfee show, did you feel you got fired, Aaron Bunting? They had on Miami Dolphins star Jonnu Smith. And Jonnu Smith, wouldn't you know it, had a little quotey quote to Rat McAfee in which he said, quote, he's like the LeBron James of the NFL as far as his age and his production. One of my favorite teammates of all time. The best leader I've been around. Good dude, good person, deserves everything that's coming to him.
Wow.
Are you not amazed?
Okay.
That is a point. Leroy, come on. You got it.
No. Coincidental.
Come on, point. Come on, give me a point.
No. 24 hours ago, we didn't give a rat's ass what Jonnu Smith had to say.
And now all of a sudden,
you quote him.
Pause up.
Now, me personally, I've always talked about the impact of Jonnu Smith. So, I'm just saying, nobody cares about Jonnu Smith. Now, all of a sudden, you're on Pat McAfee.
Another category of another day. Right now, we're talking about Old Tobe's take, which has now gone national.
So stupid.
Wow, it has.
It's not stupid.
Took it to the top. You crawled so Jonnu Smith can walk.
It's true. I took the arrows for that take from Leroy. And then he goes,
whatever you say, Jonnu. Bunting.
Four straight triple doubles.
Pretty good. Do they play tonight? I think they do. We're watching Cavs Celtics.
Oh, wait. Yeah? Did the Heat play a cup game?
No. Cup games are only Tuesday, Fridays. That's why the Heat are off so much.
Hey.
Oh,
it's tonight. Okay.
No more. Yeah.
I thought yesterday was Tuesday. My bad.
He was about to be angry.
He was yelling at me.
Hey! You know what day it is?
That is.
I was getting ready to say, yeah. Was it yesterday, Tuesday?
Yeah, I was confused too. That affects my betting.
The Lakers host the Jazz. All right, LeBron James has his fifth straight triple double.
Well,
Jazz suck.
Jazz do suck. What?
Lauri Markkanen was definitely like when he signed that extension. He goes, "Just gotta suck it up for 1 year."
Essentially,
1 year. I'll be in Golden State or Miami. 1 year. He says, yeah. But I'm gonna guarantee this $250.
Definitely, definitely. Good business move, gotta admit.
It is good business. This is what everybody's doing now. They're like, yep. All right, well, instead of going to free
agent. Yeah, because here's what happens. The bad team is the only team that's going to give you a max contract.
Yep.
So get your money and then demand to be traded.
They'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Lowry, make a stink.
Mm.
I mean, we don't need marketing.
No. I'm just saying, like, but he probably thought, like, oh yeah, Jazz. We were kind of sneaky good last. They suck this year. Woo. Take a break. Good games tonight, by the way. You got Wimby playing tonight against the Thunder. Although they don't have Chet. Chet's hurt. He broke his hip.
Oh,
he broke his hip.
Yeah, yes. He like hurt his hip really bad. He's out for weeks.
Well, that's what happens when you're made. That windsock doesn't have hips.
And then probably the game of the night, Cavs Celtics.
Yeah.
Cavs looking to go to 16-0. Take a break. Back after this.